This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
من اطلاع دارم مردم این استان یاد شهید کاوه را یاد شهید صیاد.
I am well informed that how much the people of Kurdistan keep alive the memories of martyrs like Kaveh, Sayyad.
بنده در سال 1340 در خیابان امام رضا فعلی.
I was born in 1961 in the city of Mashhad and grew up in Imam Reza neighborhood there.
The story of martyrdom is so belovedly exciting that it pulls the spirit towards the battlefield.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Mahmud Kaveh. Dear listeners, one of the prominent martyrs of Islam was Shahid Kaveh. He was one of the heroes and great commanders of Islam and Iran, who was a very good reputation for all Muslims. Shahid Mahmud Kaveh was born in 1961 in the holy city of Mashhad into a family which was religious and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. His father was a revolutionary who had good connections with some of the great revolutionary and combatant scholars such as Ayatollah Khamenei, Shahid Hashemi Nejad, and Shahid Kamyab. Shahid Mahmud Kaveh's father, who gave much importance to raising his son in the best manner, would take him to different religious gatherings and congregational prayers. And in this way, he made his son familiar with the school of the Ahlul Bayt and the human building teachings of Islam. Shahid Mahmud Kaveh attended the Islamic seminary, while at the same time he continued his study in middle and high school. As the movement of Imam Khomeini gained momentum, he who was a religious and active youth attended the lessons of Ayatollah Khamenei and learned a lot from him. It is quite evident how good of a character a martyr who had been a student of the great Ayatollah Khamenei would be. We also should learn from these martyrs to increase our awareness of different issues by learning from our religious scholars. And now, the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, talks about the martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense, including Shahid Mahmud Kaveh.
من اطلاع دارم مردم این استان یاد شهید کاوه را یاد شهید صیاد.
I am well informed that how much the people of Kurdistan keep alive the memories of martyrs like Kaveh, Sayyad, Mutawassilyan, Nasir Kazemi, Ahmad Kazemi, and Burujerdi, and how they admire the efforts of these young soldiers who sacrificed their lives. We really thank Allah that the enemy, including the Ba'ath regime, couldn't reach its goals in Kurdistan region.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio who are listening to the program of the teacher. Dear listeners, we were talking about the great Iranian martyr, Shahid Mahmud Kaveh. When the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was formed, Shahid Kaveh was one of the first believing and committed youths to join the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Mashhad. After undergoing the 6-month guerrilla training, he began giving military training to the members of the IRGC and Basij. After that, in order to guard the house of Imam Khomeini, he was sent on his 6-month mission to Tehran. As the imposed war started, he, along with a number of forces of Khorasan province, was dispatched to the southern front lines. After a while, because the garrison was in dire need of a trainer, he was sent to Mashhad for preparing and training the forces there. Isn't it just amazing that a young man such as Shahid Mahmud Kaveh so quickly turns into a skilled teacher of military training? He was very young, in his early 20s, when this happened. This is all because of the faith and commitment of these brave youths of the Iranian Sacred Defense that turned them into very brave, intelligent, and skilled fighters and commanders. This is another reason the youth, even in this day and age, must be given the opportunity to manage different affairs. And now, let's listen to the voice of Shahid Kaveh and its English translation.
بنده در سال 1340 در خیابان امام رضا فعلی در
I was born in 1961 in the city of Mashhad and grew up in Imam Ridha neighborhood there. Before I go to school, I passed Quranic courses over there. In 1968, I entered the Baqiriya Islamic Seminary and continued my studies on Islam and Quran there. Then, for about 4 years, I passed courses on Islamic beliefs and jurisprudence. I also continued my school studies at that time. It was during those days that I could witness the people of Iran demonstrating against the Shah regime and the superpowers of the world. After the Islamic Revolution of Iran, I became a member of the Islamic Guard Corps. My biggest wish, which I am very much committed to, is martyrdom in the path of Allah, and I hope that I can stand steadfast on this path.
And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of respecting the status of a shaheed.
The story of martyrdom is so belovedly exciting that it pulls the spirit towards the battlefield. It makes thinking difficult. Martyrdom is a mixture of refined love and a deep, complex wisdom. In order for us to understand the meaning of martyrdom, we must clarify the ideological school from which it takes its meaning, expression, and value from. In European and Western terminology, a martyr is a person who chooses death in defense of his beliefs against his enemies, where he has no other choice but to die. But in Islamic terminology, the word shaheed, which actually means witness, and is used to express or name the one who has chosen to sacrifice his life, has quite a different meaning from that of the Western world. This shows the difference between Islamic and non-Islamic beliefs. In the Western world and Europe, the word martyr stems from mortal, which means death or to die. One of the basic principles in Islam, and in particular in Shia culture, is sacrifice and bearing witness. So instead of martyrdom or death, in Islam, shaheed means witness, life, evidence, testify, and certify. This clearly shows the difference in the vision of Shia Islamic culture and the other cultures of the world. And do not think of those killed in Allah's path as dead. Indeed, they are alive and receive their sustenance from their Lord. They rejoice in the bounty provided by Allah. Surah Al-Imran, ayahs 169 to 170.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shaheed Kaveh. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.